Oh, God.
I don't want to record. I don't want to record this, but I make a episode in so long, man. It's been, like, since August. It was real. When I recorded that first episode, it was like, you know, I made the talking about how government fools minorities and stuff. And I thought I was going to continue that trend of that freaking, I don't know, I guess be woke. But I'm not going to make that. Because if I keep making that, I might either get killed. They either going to delete this freaking podcast thing or I'm going to just run out of stuff to talk about. Because me make woke videos and woke messages, you just gonna keep repeating the same stuff over and over again. And the thing about that is, it's just not gonna get in people's heads. So I might as well just talk about a topic that I can not change, but say something different every time. So we're not gonna be talking about that no more. I'm gonna be talking about mostly wrestling. Maybe some news about maybe politics. Maybe probably talking about gaming and esports and different kind of like sports and stuff like that. News about that. And possibly music in the future. You could be seeing that too. But yes, that's what I'm going to be talking about from now on. So in this video, this isn't even a video, it's a podcast. In this podcast episode, I'm going to be talking about freaking wrestling. I just got done watching Impact Wrestling for 2 hours, and it was probably the worst 2 hours. This was the worst 2 hours I've wasted in a long time. Like, I've spent nights watching freaking porn. I've spent days listening to horrible music. But bro, this episode of Impact had to be the worst thing I've done in not years, but like months. I could have done so much. I could have been working on school projects. I could have been working on my homework for tomorrow. I could have been writing stories right now. If I'm a kind of a writer. I could have been working on music. I could have been on the phone with my cousin. I could have done so much stuff, but as I said, I picked 2 hours. This 2 hour time block I just had to watch freaking Impact Wrestling. Now if I would have went back and watched Impact from even like say like 5 years ago when Lashley was champ, or 10 years ago when Sting and Kurt Angle were champ, or I could have watched back when Ken Shamrock and Ron Killer were champ. I could have picked those types and set up. I watched modern day Impact Wrestling, where it's so gay. It's like the gayest, probably the gayest thing you could ever watch. That's not true. There's gayer stuff out there, but in terms of wrestling, Impact is like not the gayest. I say like the second gayest, because AEW, which I'm going to talk about tomorrow, but Impact now, this is so gay. You got dudes like Chris Bay and Rich Swann and Eric Young in the main event scene. You got Kenny Omega as AEW World Champion on Impact, which is the only reason why I watched it, because I thought he have a match or something like that. He did have a promo, but this promo was just horrible. It was stuttering. His voice is just gay. He has no. His delivery is just horrible. It's like the guy's. He looks like a wrestler. He looks like a star. But he's just big. He's got that nasty ramen noodle hair. And he's just a weirdo. He's a nerd. What did he talk about in his promo? That was the last thing on the show. I just got done watching that. So it's just fresh in my mind, his promo. But what did he talk to? He talked about comic books. He's a huge nerd. Like, he has a good, decent physique, but he's just a huge nerd and probably smells like cheese. This is a big, big nerd. Impact is horrible. And then the matches on the show, it's just all the matches, just no story. The only match that kind of had a story was, I guess maybe the women's tournament match, women's tag team tournament match, to bring back the knockout tag team titles. And I don't know why they're bringing back those. I guess women's wrestling is just taking over. So there's probably going to be like a all women's promotion in America soon. All the nerds are going to go crazy over that. So they're just bringing back all the women's titles. As far as WWE, they should just make a women's brand and leave Raw and SmackDown for the men and NXT for just men. And just get the woman on brand, like what they did with the cruiserweights, and just put it on E, or some like what's a feminist, ratchet, horrible TV station? Maybe TM, that's a channel. Put it on TNT or E or something like that, or put it on No, put it on some channel that nobody's gonna watch. Put it there. Stop putting a woman in the main event of these pay per views. Give them all these belts. It's like, bro, they've happened. What? WWE has 4 women's titles. 4. They all suck. But this isn't about WWE. This is about Impact. But yeah, Impact, they have a tag team women's tournament for the Impact Knockout Tag Team Championship, which surprisingly, last champs was a man. The final champ was a man last time. But yeah, they got, I don't know who's in it. Jordynne Grace, the Marshmallow Girl. Rosemary, she just advanced. Said Deonna Purrazzo lose for some reason. But yeah, I can see they're probably going to put the belt on Jordynne Grace and whoever her partner is. Or just give it to Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie. That big tranny, Taya Valkyrie. Probably just give it to her. What else happened on this stupid show? It's so forgettable. It was attacked. What was happening? Oh, it was Tommy Dreamer, the fat man, Titty Dreamer. He was with. They put him. These two fat guys. I don't know their names. But the one is like weighs like 500 pounds. The other one is close to it. And the Tommy Dreamer, he's a fat, beer drinking, idiot, weirdo. It's where it's like the physiques of the wrestlers and. And Impact, the women have horrible physiques. All the women are fat, doughy, and ugly. And well, they're not ugly. They look okay in the face, but they're all just fat. And then some of the men just have horrible physiques, like Eddie Edwards. These dudes let himself go. Sami Callihan let himself go. Tommy Dreamer, he was never really in shape, ever. Yeah, those two fat guys. I don't know their names. You got Willie Mack. But then you got, if they're not fat, you got Moose is the only guy that has like a decent physique. And then you got Luke Gallows, Doc Gallows. He's tall, pot-bellied fool. And then all the other guys are just, they have no muscle at all. Like Rich Swann, the world champion, Impact Wrestling champion, Rich Swann is just the skinny, he's built. He's built like Kofi Kingston, and Kofi Kingston just lifted a little bit more weight. Even then, Kofi Kingston is still bigger than him. It's weird. It's like, you get... It's like, they got guys with decent physiques. I said they put it on the skinniest and the fattest guys. Put the belt on Sami Callihan. Put the belt on... Put your world title on a chick. Quote-unquote chick. What's her name again? Tessa Blanchard. She might be a man. From some sources, she might be a man allegedly. But Impact just sucks. They have no stars. The best guy to have is Moose, and he's not even the world champ. He's the TNA world champ. He should be the Impact world champ right now. They should just unify the belts. Give Moose the Impact belt. Just give it to Moose and let it be done there. But no, they want to put the belt on Rich Swann and Eric Young and possibly Chris Bay, a.k.a. Chris Gay. They want to put the belt on them. It's sad. It's very sad. What else happened on this show? First match was one of the guys from the North versus Chris Sabin. Chris Sabin's old. He should have retired. I don't know much about the guy, but he should have retired like a while ago. I don't know why he's still wrestling. Still doing flips. The dude's like, what, 40 years old? Dude's old as crap. Yeah, he's facing that guy from the North. What was his name? I don't know. But like, Chris Sabin was there. It's old midget. Old vanilla midget. I think Sami Callihan cut a promo. Just nothing. He uses his dumb voice. His dumb goth voice. Tries to sound cool, but it just doesn't work. Dude is just fat. He just should get to go back to NXT. And then Eddie Edwards came out with his wife. And then, you know, they showed Sami Callihan hit him with a baseball bat in the face. It was weird. It was stupid. And then after that, you got the grand finale of the show, which is what I was kind of waiting for, even though I probably ain't gonna watch Impact next week. But what was the main event? What was the grand finale of the show? It was Kenny Omega, Don Callis cutting a stupid promo talking about comic books and business. It was stupid. It's just horrible. I think Impact just needs to. AEW Tony Khan. Tony Khan was on the show too. Him and Tony Schiavone. I should have took notes on this, but he was on the show. He was talking about buying AEW, which is probably a good idea. Just, you know, not buying AEW, buying Impact. It's a good idea. Just, you know, buy Impact, get rid of it. You know, unify all the belts, unify the belts, but before they do that, they need to put the belt on Moose first. They need to do something with that TNA world title and probably unify that with the Impact world title first, and then unify the Impact title with the AEW title and just kill Impact. NWA is about to die. Well, it's been dead forever, but it's about to finally about to pull the plug on NWA. They're probably going to unify the women's belt. Unify the NWA women's belt with the AEW women's belt. They're probably just going to get rid of all the belts. They might even unify them. They might even freaking retire all the belts because NWA sucks. They have no talent. Best guy they got is Magnus. What's his name? Nick Aldis. Maybe James Storm. But James Storm is just a jobber. But yeah, this review is all over the place. I probably missed some parts about the show. And I gotta sleep. I really gotta sleep. I think tomorrow I'm gonna be reviewing AEW. Review SmackDown definitely, even though it's gonna be chore to watch. TLC comes out. I'm gonna review TLC. I'm gonna be reviewing. Probably gonna talk about some esports news if there's any, because I know Fortnite. I can't play Fortnite, but probably still find out some of the esports. Probably I'm gonna try and expose some esports too, because a lot of esports is freaking rigged, especially chess, and a lot of sports is just rigged. But yeah, I'm gonna be talking about those, and just end the episode. Enjoy your day, enjoy your night. I'm tired as crap. More podcast episodes coming out in the next couple of days. Goodbye.